Did the U.S. military capture an alien spacecraft before Roswell?
Well, you know, last year and continuing now, I've been investigating an extraordinary case reported. It goes back to August of 1945, when in San Antonio, not Texas, San Antonio, New Mexico, which is not that far from the White Sands missile range.
Right.
Two boys encountered an apparent crashed craft, and on one of the boys' father's ranches. Jose Padilla was one of the boys, and it was his father's ranch. And the other witness was Remy Baca. And I went out to meet them in June. At least I met Remy. I have not met Jose yet, but we've been in communication. It's an extraordinary story. They were quite alarmed by the incident. They claimed to have seen a large area where in this canyon where this craft had come down, and a gouge in the earth the size as long as a football field. It was vaguely circular, with a sort of type of fin on top, but nothing like an aircraft fin. They've made a model of it. I've seen it. And they headed back, worried about casualties and so forth, because they'd seen, when they got as close as they dared, some sort of strange-looking creatures moving around inside it, like children. And they had no hair on. They couldn't see much more detail than that. And they went back and told Padilla Sr., who told the police, and they all drove toward the crash site 2 days later, but the wreckage was nowhere to be seen. But suddenly it reappeared. It had been, apparently someone had made an attempt to cover it up with dirt and debris. And then later on, the craft, I'm cutting a long story short here, the craft was apparently recovered. And the boys, at several stages, got a chance to witness these things from a hidden area, and this thing was loaded onto a tall boy. And as I say, they were watching from this secluded position, and soldiers were throwing bits down a crevice so they wouldn't have to carry them all the way down. Huh. It rings true, in a way. A lot of information forthcoming. One of the elder boy, Jose Padilla, at one stage, when the craft was unguarded, clambered inside a gouge in the opening, and on a sort of area there, he managed to extract a device. Now, I have seen that device and handled it and photographed it.
Really?
The unfortunate thing is, and it's, as I refer to as the fly in the ointment, is that it does look very, very conventional. It looks like some kind of bracket with space provisions for fasteners or screws or whatever. It's about 11 inches long. It has been analyzed, and it does appear to be conventional aluminum. So that's a problem. But on the other hand, you know, we have the testimony of these two witnesses, and they're absolutely adamant that this thing did event. So there is this contradiction which I'm left with, and it is a stumbling block for me, I have to say.
What about Roswell itself, Timothy?
Roswell happened.
it happened. I mean,
happened.
Just straight out. It really
happened. I mean, all the testimony, sworn affidavits from all those high-ranking people. You know, we have Dubose, who's often overlooked, General Dubose, who said that the cover-up was ordered by General Clements McMullen at the time, and there were very, very good reasons. They said, look, you know, we'd just been through a world war with atomic bombs on Japan, firebombing of great cities, destruction on an unprecedented worldwide scale. Then came this flying saucer business, and it was simply too much for the public to have to deal with.
Was Roswell the beginning? Sometime between Roswell and now, when did our governments, respectively, recognize, meet, even make deals with some of these creatures? And did that, in fact, happen? I'm sure you believe
it. I think it did happen. Yeah, I don't know about a deal, but I think we certainly, there was an exchange of information. There was a survivor. By all accounts, I'm not the only person to. Dr. Edgar Mitchell, sixth man to walk on the moon, has also established very good contacts in the military and intelligence communities, and he's also been told that there was a survivor who lasted a certain number of years, and I believe that. But I think official interest began well before Roswell, certainly during World War II, because all these pilots were reporting these things, not just Foo Fighters.
So do you think there's been official contact? When I say that, I mean, I guess more than just with a crash victim, for example, has there been some sort of communication between species?
I think so. I'm bearing in mind the story about President Eisenhower in 1954, at what was then Muroc, later Edwards Air Force Base. I think there could be some truth to that story. And I know from people I've talked to, people say, you know, why don't they contact our government leaders, our military leaders? Well, I think they have done. But those are the people that least likely to come out with the truth.